You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Net neutrality, a concept that implies equal access to information, is at stake. But since its creation was considered the essence of internet and represented the freedom of users to choose from different contents, is under attack by big corporations related to the supply of these services. Arguing that the network is becoming saturated and that with the current system the cost to avoid this saturation cannot be covered, big internet and mobile operators such as Comcast or Verizon in the US and Telefonica or Vodafone in Europe are proposing an end to net neutrality, creating a first-class access and a second-class access for users. Reportedly, there are certain companies, such as those dedicated to the entertainment industry, that are willing to pay more for a differentiated access to their websites, which would imply more contents and more speed. This could mean that the users will be forced to pay more in order to get access to these contents. The opponents argue that the internet was born and grew up based on neutrality, which allowed giant corporations today, such as Google, to compete against established companies. However, last month, the New York Times published information about a meeting between Verizon and Google, where the companies discussed about the possibility of an agreement that would give privileged access to specific contents and services. Although both companies rejected these claims, concerns over the threat agreements like this could represent for net neutrality increased. This is a crucial time in the fight for net neutrality, reads a statement published by Friends of the Earth US. They add, a deal between Google and Verizon could kill net neutrality, the notion that all data on the internet deserves equal treatment, regardless of whether it comes from a giant corporation or an individual or small non-profit group. In this statement, the environmental organization encourages people to support neutrality by writing to Congress and the Federal Communications Commission to defend this principle through regulation and legislation. The group also said that if this proposal succeeds, polluting corporations such as Exxon or BP could make it more difficult for groups such as Friends of the Earth to mobilize activists and educate the public opinion through the net.
You're listening to Real World News.